This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The IRS is upsetting casinos and, of course, some small players by announcing that it may require them to report winnings by anyone on $600 slot machines and bingo, rather than now where the threshold for reporting is $1,500. U.S. has confirmed an AP investigation that the FBI used surveillance aircraft registered through fake front companies for surveillance. There are no warrants from courts, and privacy concerns have been expressed. The EPA is moving to curb emissions from commercial aircraft with new rules. French police cleared out a camp in Paris for 400 migrants, mostly from East African countries, and bulldozed their tents. Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, after 6 years of research and over 6,700 interviews, has found that the country's former policy of forcibly removing Aboriginal children from their families for schooling can best be described as cultural genocide. Gunmen barged into the housing and office compound of the Czech NGO People in Need in Afghanistan, killing 9 local aid workers. The NGO had been working in the area for 10 years. Texas legislators passed a so-called campus carry bill allowing guns to be carried by students beginning in 2016 in public and private colleges. Texas will be one of 8 states to allow this, including Colorado, Idaho, and Utah. 19 states ban weapons, including Florida and California. 23 others, including Alabama and Arizona, leave the decision to the colleges or state board of regents. There's been a 13% fall off, or 1.5 million people in 2015 enrollees under the Affordable Care Act, largely due to failure to pay the required portion of premiums. The poorest fifth of Americans already spend more than 40% of their income on housing, compared with 31% for the upper fifth. A judge in Canada has awarded over $12 billion to Quebec smokers in a case against 3 tobacco companies in what is believed to be the largest class action lawsuit in the history of that country. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.